Well, Joe, Finn Harps Reserves, one of the seven teams in the Ulster Senior League, and it's important for the league and for Finn Harps to be represented at intermediate level.
Yeah, I think, Chris, from last season we got great experience for the players. You know, from coming out of the under 19 and 17 season, it filled in. Yes, there was a bit of an overlap at the start and the end, but it provided the boys the opportunity in the off season to stay training, to keep working together, and I think to gain the experience of playing against older, more senior, more experienced players. And again, I think when we look through the Ulster Senior League, there's a lot of players with ex-League of Ireland experience, and you can't buy that. You know, you can't get that when you go in a white-hot heat of the league matches and Ollie's team in the Premier Division, because you need to have a wee bit of that behind you. And I think the boys got bucketfuls of that last season when they played in the Ulster Senior League, and we're looking to build on that this season again.
And it means for some of the players and some of the management that the year never ends.
Well, that's, I think, one of the things we'll have to look at now, and just try and plan the season for the boys a bit better this season, where they can, you know, give them a couple of weeks off and bring them back in and keep them fresh, because they do need it. Some of the boys have been on the go now for two and a half seasons without any breaks. And again, between training, the 19s boys now are in training with the first team every week, where Ollie has brought them in again due to the squad sizes. And, you know, the 17s have been up with the 19s. So it's trying to look at the player welfare and managing that as well. And, you know, trying to make sure that we have them well prepared for next season, and they can do their strength and conditioning and their rest, and getting all that right. So there'll be a bit of planning and a bit of work to do with that as well.
And what is the plan in terms of the personnel who will be registered to play in the Ulster Senior League? Is it mainly going to be under 19 players? Will there be guys from the first team, or has that been sort of fully worked out?
I think at the minute we'll be looking probably mostly at the 17s and 19s. Yes, if there's boys who need games from the first team, then Ollie will have a call on that, and, you know, depending on how they finish their season and, you know, what's needed there. And at the end of the day, I think we've been flexible in that, you know, where we've worked with that in the past, where whoever needs to go up and go down, there's free movement of players, and I think it's for the good of the team and the club and the players, and the decisions will be all based around that.
John Quigg, you're taking charge of the Derry City Reserves team along with Eddie Sadak for the Ulster Senior League season. Last year you won quite a few and you lost quite a few. There weren't too many draws.
Oh, that's the thing about Derry. Last year was a bit unexpected. You know, the thing about Kenny will give you five players and they mightn't give you any players, so he didn't really know what kind of structure it was. But this year he's been saying that his bench will play and the 19s, better 19s and 17s will get game time in it, so it'll be good for Derry again.
Yeah. How important is the Ulster Senior League for Derry City to have a team in it?
Absolutely 100% behind the Ulster Senior League. I think it's been fantastic for what Derry is about, producing young players. And I was just saying there that young McDermott, young Holden and young Doherty came through the system last year, 19s, and they're playing regularly in the first team, and everybody has played Ulster Senior League. You know, your Roland Curtis's, you even go down to, you know, we come away from that and teams around the country have benefited from the Ulster Senior League from Derry. You know, your Georgie Kelly's scoring goals for fun for UCD, David McDade, Paddy McLean down in Waterford scoring goals, Michael Duffy playing for Dundalk, all played in the Ulster Senior League. So it's been fantastic for Derry, and I think Derry use it properly. No, they use it for their senior players and they use it for their better younger players, and it's been great because you're playing against men. You're not playing against your peers, your own age group. You're playing against men who are physically stronger than you. And we use it in the right way, I think.
The Ulster Senior League has had its problems in recent years. Everybody would like to see more teams in it. But overall, I mean, the standard is pretty good.
I think the standard this year will be even better, because going on the grapevine, as you know, Fannett's brought a lot of players in. Bonagie have brought a lot of ex-Harps players in. Cock Hull will always be strong. You've Letterkenny Rovers, who's a great setup as well, right? Ourselves and Swilly will use. Swilly's going probably youth, going young, and ourselves are going young and a bit of experience as well. So listen, it's been Ulster Senior League's been great for us, but I also think Derry and Finn Harps have been good for the Ulster Senior League as well. You know, the two senior teams. I think the Ulster Senior League needs the two senior teams, and maybe other teams might step up to mark. hopefully step up to Merck in the coming years.
Marty McDade, coach and player with Swilly Rovers, preparing for a new season. We've got the League Cup as always to start off with, but the league is what it's really all about. And what's the plans from a Swilly perspective?
Well, I know this year we've gone back to a very young squad again this year. We've lost a few players to local clubs there, but you have to go on and fight, and hopefully the young boys coming in will fight for their positions and might surprise a few teams.
A club with a proud tradition, and there's always great local support there. I mean, when Swilly are going well, the town gets behind you.
Oh, definitely. It would be one of the best supported clubs in the league. Like, and as you say, you know, if you get a couple of results, you'll get them all back behind you. And you know, it's good. It's great for the team on the pitch when you have a good crowd watching you. Like,
the league itself, seven teams again, we'd all like to see more, but that's where we are. And I suppose the main thing is that you want it to be competitive.
Yeah, that's it. Like, a lot of the teams, Cork, Inler, Kenny, were kind of run away with. You know, the two very strong sides. And the rest of us were just kind of fighting. But like, this last couple of years, the other teams are coming into it a wee bit more. And hopefully this year it'll be a bit tighter again. Like, Fannad came close last year. They had a good enough old push on, so let's just see what happens now.
And it's an old cliche, a good start is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, a good start's very important. And then League Cup to Cork Hill, it's a tight one to start with, but we beat them last year as well. Like, so you've nothing to fear. Like, you're going out there and they should be more frightened of you then, like, because of a shock. Like, so we'll go out and give it our all anyway, but we won't lie down to them. Like, so.